Today we're going to talk about arthritis, something I know a little bit about. I've got two arthritic knees and they give me a fair bit of curry, but it can be any joint from a shoulder to a little toe or anything at all. First of all, what is arthritis?
Yeah, I guess it's different means different things to different people, but the term arthritis is actually somewhat of a universal one. Arthritis affects the joints and the muscles and the connective tissues of the body, and the word arthritis actually literally means inflammation of a joint. However, there's over 100 different conditions that are grouped under this term of arthritis, so it's really important to get an accurate diagnosis of which one you have before you start treatment, because I guess each type of arthritis can affect you and your joints in different ways. I guess when people talk about arthritis, so there's mainly three main types. One is osteoarthritis, where the cartilage or the covering over the ends of your bones tends to wear away and become really thin, and that's the cartilage is what stops the bones from rubbing together in the joints, and if that's not there, then that can be quite painful.
That's what I've got.
Yeah. Rheumatoid arthritis is another one people will have heard of, which is a bit different because it's with your immune system actually mistakenly targets your own body, and that makes the lining of your joints become inflamed, and that can cause some painful swelling and stiffness and sort of tender points as well. And the third type that's, I guess, most common that we perhaps don't associate as gout with arthritis is gout, which is a build-up of uric acid in the joints, and that causes that inflammation in the joints again, so it is a form of arthritis, which I think we may have spoken about a few weeks ago. Even.
We did, yeah. When you think of arthritis, you think of people like me that are getting old and it's wear and tear and all that sort of thing as well, but it's not just restricted to older people. There is such a condition as juvenile arthritis, isn't there?
There is indeed, yes, and I guess that's the bottom line, that anyone can actually get arthritis, including children and young people. In Tasmania, the research suggests that about 20% of the population in Tasmania, which is about 90,000 people, actually are affected by arthritis, and two out of three of those are between the ages of 15 and 60, so it's not necessarily an older person's condition, and it can affect people from all backgrounds, ages and lifestyles. Actually, 60% of people diagnosed are actually women, which suggests there might be a gender link, although
right.
That hasn't really been researched.
Mm.
And you mentioned juvenile arthritis. About one in every 1,000 children in Australia can be, has been diagnosed with arthritis of some sort, which is really a quite high number, I think.
Given there's different types of arthritis, I'd imagine that the symptoms they vary as well. So tell us what the symptoms are, or just tick them off as you go.
Yes, that's right, I guess. Well, pain is the first one, which most people with arthritis get in some form, and I guess varying degrees and incidences of pain. Stiffness and reduced movement of the joint, I guess, is another, or swelling as well. Anything that sort of reduces that movement because the joints don't function as well as they normally do. There's quite often redness or warmth in the joint because of the friction that's created by the cartilage not necessarily doing the job that it's supposed to. Quite often there's general symptoms like tiredness or weight loss or just feeling unwell because it's especially in the ones where the immune system is involved. And I guess something that perhaps isn't necessarily documented as much is the secondary symptoms of perhaps depression or anxiety simply because your body's not functioning as well as it normally would, and the prospects of treatment, if you don't think they're that good, it can certainly impact on your mental health.
That's interesting too, because constant pain, I can tell you, it gets you down, and I just went tick, tick, tick. I had every one of those six symptoms there. So we often hear of footballers and other sports people who get arthritis, and I think that's where mine's come from, sport, after they retire from the game. But are there things you can do before you get arthritis to maybe, limit the opportunity of it occurring?
Yeah, there certainly are some risk factors which might make one person more likely than another, and high-level sports or regular sports, perhaps sports to a too old an age, not realising when your time's up, certainly does increase the chance of arthritis. Although routine exercise, running or jogging or walking or whatever, can actually help with arthritis. Also, if you have a family history, you're perhaps more prone to it, especially with rheumatoid arthritis, which has the immune component I mentioned before. That can be certainly go through a family if that's the case. If you're overweight, sometimes that you're placing more stress on your joints, that's more likely to develop arthritis or damage to the joints. If you've had previous joint damage in maybe an accident or you've done some damage to your wrist or your knees, that leaves you more prone to arthritis later in life. Occupational hazards, if you're doing manual labour job or a repetitive motion job like RSI you hear of, is essentially a form of arthritis as well, in that it's the inflammation of the joints. That can leave you open to more degradation later on. And then some infections or diseases can also cause inflammation of the cartilage and cause it to deteriorate later on. So quite a few things that increase your risk of developing arthritis.
Yeah, I think I've ticked off more than half of those as well. But I know, a lot, like the fact you mentioned, not knowing when your time's up, because I've been to a surgeon and he's told me I need a knee replacement, and once you do it, you'll never run again. And I said to him, well, I'm not ready to stop running yet, so I'll just put up with the pain for a few more years. I know, obviously, that from my experience, that it can't be cured. So how can you manage it better?
Yeah, certainly whilst cure isn't actually available, a lot of types of arthritis can be controlled by various treatments, and I guess early diagnosis and the right treatment can actually ease symptoms and may prevent some of the further degradation to your joints. So things like medication, a lot of people take a regular dose paracetamol, which helps to keep the pain level away, and sometimes anti-inflammatories are good for managing flare-ups, although using them constantly can have its challenges sometimes. Sometimes it's better, you know, it's worthwhile doing that, other times mainly just using those for flare-ups. There's rubs and liniments that can help to improve the circulation and reduce the inflammation in your joints as well. Exercise, as I mentioned before, walking, aerobics, you know, yoga, those sorts of things where you're actually using the muscles to keeping them strong will actually perhaps help to treat or reduce the pain that you're in.
They're low-impact ones too, aren't they? So there's no impact on the joints of any significance.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So, you know, making the muscles work without necessarily putting a strain on the joints is really good, as you say. Mm. Hot and cold packs are really good as well, and possibly underutilised, I think, you know. Hot packs for warming up joints so that they remain supple, and then cold packs for cooling down and reducing inflammation are really good. There's also some natural products which people have varying degrees of success with, a bit of trial and error. Glucosamine, chondroitin, turmeric's another one which has been in the news a bit lately, and fish oil as well has shown to be good for some people who have arthritis.
Yeah, I take glucosamine and fish oil for mine, and I think it's helping, but I don't really know for sure. It may be a bit of a placebo effect there as well. So if someone thinks they've got arthritis, or someone is close to them, they've got arthritis, what sort of things can they do to make it slow down?
Well, as we mentioned, you know, seeing your doctor and getting early diagnosis and finding out what actually you're dealing with is the best way, so that you know what your treatment options are and you're able to plan ahead and, you know, make the most of them. Staying active, as we mentioned as well, keeping your joints moving and your muscles strong. If you have strong muscles, they're less likely to put strain on the joints, which is really the thing that is going to deteriorate if you are struggling with arthritis. I guess learning how to manage your pain, it's a different experience for everyone, so working with your doctor and your pharmacist can probably help as well with pain relief and finding out what works for you and when you need to either step it up or wind it back. Managing your tiredness is another one which I quite often recommend to people, simply by balancing your activity so that you don't get fatigued. Again, fatigue can put pressure on your muscles and on your joints.
Listen to your body. Listen to your body.
That's right, and not ignoring the signals that are there. Mm. And I guess, as we mentioned before, acknowledging that it is a difficult process to go to, and it can be a frustrating disease to have. So looking after your mental health and actually making sure that you acknowledge that it may sometimes make you feel scared or frustrated or sad and even angry. And so if you need help with those, dealing with those as well, because that will help you to cope better with the other things if your mental health is in good shape.
Terrific, Colin. You haven't helped me too much there. I think I'm stuck with it for the time being, but I actually picked up a couple of clues there as how I can manage it a bit better. So that's helpful indeed. I hope it helps someone else too. Colin, thanks for your time this afternoon. I really appreciate it. Talk to you next week.
Great, Martin. Talk to you then.